All right, my boobies. Welcome back to another episode of Couldn't Care Less Podcast. Yes, whatever. It has been a very long time since I've been on here, okay? I understand that, you know. But what am I supposed to talk about when I don't leave the house? Okay, reminder, I live in Michigan. Haven't done much, okay? The rest of the country seems to be open. We're not. So, that's half the problem right there. And I just haven't had the motivation, if I'm going to be honest with you. Oopsie, almost just broke my entire table. I just haven't. It hasn't been there, okay? The motivation hasn't been there. I'm sorry. But I'm back now, I think. And because of that, I might skip around today. So, apologies for that, but there's a lot of stuff that I feel like needs to be touched on, and I might be skipping around quite a bit. I also might have forgotten how to do a podcast. Not that I knew how to before, but there's a slight possibility that I definitely know less than I did before. Okay, there's a 60% chance that I definitely don't know as much as I did before. 60% of the time, it works every time. If you know what I'm saying. Anyways, boobies, what you been up to? I know you can't answer right now, but just ask yourself what you been up to. For me, not much. Just been hanging out at home in my extra time. I built a casual golf clothing brand. I'm wearing one of the hats now. It's called Way Over Par. WayOverParGolf.com. Go visit now. Get your gear, okay? And you want to know why I created it? Because I'm not good at golf, okay? You want to know why I'm not good at golf? Because I live in Michigan, okay? You want to know why I live in Michigan? Because that's where I was born, okay? Want to know why I was born here? That's my parents' fault. We haven't even had a chance. I mean, it's been nothing but rain and snow. Yes, we got snow. The beginning of May, there was snow here. Beginning of May, yes, I said May, there was snow. There's been rain, nothing but rain. So when a sunny day comes, we are ecstatic. And, of course, though, the golf courses are pretty much flooded when a sunny day shows up. So hopefully, I will be going golfing tomorrow. In the sun with no rain, but it could be a tad bit wet. I don't even care at this point. I'm ready to wear freaking a water suit out to the course. Losing my mind over here. But yeah, wayoverpargolf.com. You can get cool stuff like this. Okay. I know it's cool. Don't even try to sit here and say it's not cool. You're looking at it on the video right now. It's sick. Okay. So is this. Oops, here we go. I did forget to do how to do a podcast because I'm running into my mic now. This, also, so sick, okay? So don't try to deny it. You know it's cool. It's a trucker hat. I got flex fit hats as well. I got shirts. I got sweatshirts. I got a painting of my Frank up here to the left. Yeah, I did that. I know you remember. Okay? So, if you're still bored, go waste your time buying shit from me. But yeah, I've just been doing that with my free time, working from home still, and praying that the sun starts to come out permanently, which I know that's a lot to ask for, but it's getting ridiculous. And yeah, I also am looking to lease a truck, even though my lease isn't even up for 8 months, but I'm bored. We're bored. What do you do when you're bored? You find stupid shit to spend your money on, I guess. I guess the first thing I want to talk about is, of course, yeah, everyone's freaking talking about COVID. I get it. What's funny to me, though, and what I want to talk about is, every time I have one of these news conferences, and no, I haven't been tuning into every single one of them, but early on I was, And every once in a while, Janina will have it up on the TV. And every time I tune in, I don't think I've seen one semi-normal-looking sign language interpreter next to the speaker. I don't know where they're getting these people, but it sounds mean, but they all are butt ugly. They all, I don't understand it. Where did every single one of them looks a little bit weird, and not, and then on top of that, the faces they make while doing the interpretation are priceless. And I'll probably forget to do this, but I'm going to try to go back after this, after I record this, and show you. I think I have one saved on my phone. They're... One chick looked like the... Looked like she's straight out of Avatar. I mean, directly out of the movie Avatar. I thought she was an Avatar. I gotta find that one. But... You know what I'm talking about. If you've seen the conferences, I mean... And the faces they make... It's like, come on. I know that that's part of... I get it. That's part of the interpretation. Okay, and I'm probably making fun of them. And, you know, someone's screaming at me. Like, oh, that's part of it, you piece of shit. Okay, sorry. But maybe... Then just find some better looking people that know how to do it. Because the people that are doing it look like legitimate different creatures when they're making these faces. So yeah, go back and watch a few of them. I'm not going to try to even go through a video right now because, like I said, I forgot how to do podcasts. So I'm just going to sit here and talk for as long as I possibly can. And I'm going to see if I can retain any of the 19 to 20 boobies that I had listening to my show beforehand. I call it a show. What a douche. It's not a show. Why do I call it a show? It could be a show if I made it more entertaining. But you know, honestly, this is like the last thing that you're going to listen to, and that's okay with me. But I bought this freaking mic because, like I said, I spend my money on stupid shit, and I bought this mic and now I have to use it. So even if only a couple of my friends listen and then make fun of me behind my back, whatever, that's worth the mic. At least they're getting a laugh out of it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I haven't been watching them anymore because I'm so over this, but you know what I'm talking about. The aliens that are doing the interpretations. Okay, next. Stupid topic, Corey. Good one. So I got to ask, and you know, maybe call me out, tweet at me, message me. I don't know. Call me out. I don't even know what my Twitter account is anymore. @CCLpod. Call me out and tell me if you do this. I don't know if maybe if I'm the only one that thinks this is super awkward and weird, but Janina has this tendency, and I love you, Janina, so don't think I'm trying to make fun of you. I'm probably the one that should get made fun of because I don't do this. I don't know. Someone should clarify. But Janina has the tendency to sit in our living room in the dead silence without the TV on, without the light on, just scrolling through her phone. Now, I get it. A lot of people just scroll through their phone. But I'm talking for hours. I'm talking, I will leave to go golfing, and I will come back from golfing. And if you golf, you know, well, if you're lame, you only golf 9. But if you're cool, like me, then you golf 18 holes. Even though you should probably only golf 9 because you're so freaking bad that by the 10th hole, you're ready to break your clubs over your knee. But whatever. Anyways, if you're like me, you golf 18 holes. And when you do, it takes about 4 hours, including the transit time there and back. So let's just make it a 5 hour even. 5 hour even event. I'll come back and she's doing the exact same thing. Now, do I know whether or not she was doing that the whole time?
No.
She probably wasn't. But do I feel ridiculously bad that I went out and had the best time of my life, even though I was possibly more frustrated than I've ever been in my life while out there. But I go out, have a grand old time with some friends, and she sits at home scrolling through her phone. I can't imagine that's fun. I also can't imagine that sitting there without the TV on, without the light on, maybe just sometimes staring at the ceiling or staring at the wall, thinking about the chores that she wants to do prematurely, thinking about the chores that she just did yesterday and wants to do again. The girl loves chores. She loves cleaning. I'm talking like, and believe me, I'm blessed. Don't get me wrong. I love that about her. Our house is pristine inside and out. She keeps it top notch. It smells good. We get compliments every time someone walks in. It smells gorgeous. That's all her. That's not me. If anything, I'm pushing against the good smell on accident. I smell terribly. Probably because I'm sitting here in this muggy ass room all day long, every single day. And that's not good for hygiene. But where was I even going? She loves chores, so she'll do chores, and then she'll sit on the couch and stare at the ceiling or stare at her phone. But it's all in silence. And I don't know, maybe it's just me. Even if I want to go through my phone, I have to turn the TV on. There's very, very, very few times where I have purposely sat down in dead silence and scrolled through my phone for hours on end. Very few. I could probably count that on one hand how many times I've done that since having a phone in my entire life. I'll always turn on the TV just for some background noise. Even if I'm not watching it, something needs to be going on in the room. Some people love their silence. Silence to me, yes, I agree. I love silence when it's absolutely needed, but I'm not the biggest fan of it. It kind of freaks me out, especially in like a dark room in silence. It just freaks me out a little. So I'm probably the weird one here. I understand that. I'm weird. But you gotta admit, it's a little bit weird to leave for golf. Already kind of feel bad that you're leaving on this very nice day and not spending the day hanging with her. To leave and come back and she's doing the exact same thing. I don't know. That's just me. I think that it can't be just me. No, that would freak anyone out, okay? I think it would freak most people out. I need some engagement here. I need you to tweet at me. I need you to send me a text. I don't know. Tell me whether or not I'm crazy. And don't say that she's crazy, because she's freaking awesome. She does everything for me. She's like the freaking magician around the house and outside. You should see the flowers she planted. Our house looks so good. Our house is the best looking house on the street, for sure. Now, partially, that's due to my grass cutting. Not to say that, you know, I'm a big deal or anything, but the grass looks nice. I don't even know why I say that. Like, I don't do anything but cut it. I'm a loser. I just cut it once a week. It's not like I do anything else, but luckily it just looks good. I will say this, though. She does, you know, have me trained, because I will leave the house feeling a little bit bad or obligated, like, why am I going to do something fun? But she has me trained in other aspects of life, and she's getting there. When it comes to the training of me, she's making pretty good headway. Yes, it's taken a good amount of time. We've been together for 5 years, but we've only been living together for what, 2 of those 5? Maybe 2.5 of those 5 years. Yeah, probably 2. I don't know. And she's got me trained for certain things. For example, she's got me trained to feel, and this is going to sound bad, it's not her fault, it's just me. She's got me trained to feel bad about things that I probably shouldn't feel bad about, and that she's not trying to make me feel bad about. If that makes sense. For example, leaving to golf, even though she's, you know, sitting there with probably nothing to do all day. But I gotta say, girls, You need to figure it out. Find a hobby. I'm not just talking about Janina. I'm talking about everyone. Ladies, find a hobby. Okay? Janina finally just bought some golf clubs for herself, thankfully. Now, let's hold the phone here. That doesn't mean that her and I are just going to go hit the links all the time together. That is mainly... What happened here? Did my thing ruin? That is mainly for her to go hit the links with her girlfriends, who now all have golf clubs, which I'm so thankful for. They found something. It happens to be the same little hobby that I have, but they found something. Do I want them to always ask us to go? No. Will they? For sure. Just like how a couple of them got a membership to Red Effect, one of those workout class places. I haven't heard the end of that. If I don't join Red Effect soon, she might break up with me. And I've never been there, never tried it. Apparently, all I have to do to make her happy about it is try to go, but it's just not my style. First of all, it's $100 a month or some shit to be a member, to go to classes for working out. Like, I've not right now, clearly, I look like a little twig, but in the past, I've worked out pretty much my whole life. Not necessarily on like a super consistent basis, but semi-consistent basis. And I found my own routines, and I like those routines, and that's okay. That's okay, ladies. You found your routine. I don't need to be a part of it. Okay? And this is not just applying to her. This is just the most immediate example that I have. So, moving on. I don't even know where I was at. Oh, she's training me. Okay, so I moved into a few different things there. Apologies. But a couple weeks ago, and this was way more recent when I write it down, so I'm sorry if I butcher the story like usual, okay? But we're laying in bed, about to go to sleep. We usually, almost always, have a glass of water next to our bed, okay? It's getting late, and that glass of water is a savior in the morning, by the way. So if you don't have a glass of water next to your bed, you should start doing that, because you know you've woken up with that dry throat that you can't get over, and then you got to get up and get out of your bed to get water. It's stupid. No, just leave water next to your bed. Anyways, so I, right as I'm about to, we also have a light that sits next to our bed, and you can just tap it. It's a super cool light. You can just like tap the top of the light, and it's like, I don't know, it works with the touch of your finger. It just turns on and off that way. There's a light right next to the bed, as well as the water right next to the bed. And good old little boy Corey, who's trained pretty well, goes to grab some water. Now, my trainer goes to yell and say, "Nope, nope, nope, nope." So I shoot my head back. I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, master. What did I do? I don't want the light off right now." Whoa. Whoa. I was just getting some water. Okay? I was just getting some water. But of course I won't turn the light off, as you've asked, even though it's 12 a.m. and I still have to wake up in the morning and the light's kind of bothering me and I can't fall asleep. I won't turn it off. Because I'm trained properly, but am I maybe allowed to get my water? Yes, yes you are, little boy. That's not exactly what happened, but she does have me trained. I mean, those, like, the conversation didn't happen. She did yell, "Nope, nope, I don't want that light off right now," and like a good little boy, I stopped before even touching the water. I thought she was yelling at me about the water, like I wasn't allowed to have any water. She was talking to me about the light, but I thought she was yelling at me about the water. And I still stopped. So she's got me trained to the point where she can, like, kind of like I do to Frank, where it's just like, "Nope. Nope. Stop it." If I say something like that to him, he's like, "Ooh." You know? He stops right away. That's how I am with her. When she says something, you stop. Okay? It's just part of being a good dog, or I mean, a good partner, you know what I mean? Part of being a good dog, too, though. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm always on edge, I guess. Kind of like the dog is. Like, hey, can I do this? But it's not as if she, like, yells at me all the time. So I don't want you to take it that way. It's like this subtle training that she has over me where I'm worried. But I don't need to be worried. But I am. I don't know if that makes sense. I think it does. But it's like it just this. So she's slowly turning me into a good little boy. A good dog. Basically. I guess speaking of dogs. Real question. So I talk to Frank all the time. I'm talking like just casual conversation. Like I'm not the kind that's like, hi, buddy. Like I don't use the high-pitched voice. Like I talk straight up, have a conversation with him. Well, can't have a conversation. I just talk to him. He doesn't talk back, clearly. But he does with his facial expressions and stuff. You know what I'm talking about. But like you ever find yourself talking to your dog and you end up like just telling them something that's on your mind that you don't tell, you haven't told to any other human, or you tell them something that like pisses you off, maybe about someone in the room. For example, if I get mad at Janina and she's not in the room or she is not in the house, I'll look at Frank and be like, why'd she do that? Like I'll talk to him about it. Like I'll be like, hey, like he hears me out without even saying anything back. So it's the perfect person to talk, person. He's my little person. Perfect person to talk to, right? And he listens with no judgment, I don't think, unless he understands what I'm saying, and then he is judging me in some way, shape, or form. But I feel as though he has almost no judgment, or no judgment at all, in what I'm telling him. So if I'm complaining about the most ridiculous thing, I'm still able to do that without being judged. So of course he's the person I'm going to talk to. He's the one I'm going to tell everything to, because I'm always right. If that's the case. But like, what if, just imagine, and yeah, everyone's posed this hypothetical question. Just imagine if your dog could talk back. You wouldn't tell them everything. There's no chance in hell that I would be anywhere near as open with Frank, my dog, if I knew. I guess not even if he could talk back, but if I knew for an absolute fact that he understood and could comprehend everything I was saying. If I had like a little device that was connected to his head and I could at least see what he was thinking, maybe not even him talk back, but just thinking as I'm speaking, I guarantee I would hold off from saying or talking to him about a lot more things, just like a human. So imagine that. Everyone that always asks for like, oh, I wish my dog could communicate. Well, do you? Because you might actually be closer with them because they can't communicate back. I mean, think about it that way. You might have a closer relationship with your pet because they can't verbally communicate back with you. Now, can he give me motions? Like, he's got to go out, he'll whip his head back. Yeah, he does it all the time. Does he bark at me when he wants something? Yes, does it all the time. So in a way, he is communicating, but I don't understand what the hell he's saying. Unless he's, like, clearly pointing it out. I don't know. I guess that was stupid, but I think about it sometimes because I tell him a lot of shit. Sometimes he's just sitting there. He's the only one I can say something to. So he's obviously the person I'm going to say it to. He's not a person. He's my dog, but he's my person. And you know what? I guess I got to move back into COVID. I'm sorry. I just saw someone walking by and it reminded me of what I hate. So we're still in Michigan. We're still in Michigan. We're in Michigan. I'm in Michigan. We're one of the last ones that are going to open up. I think. I don't even pay attention, really. I gave up on paying attention, but I've been told our governor's a clown. The whole nation thinks she's a clown. And that we're basically one of the last ones that are going to be fully up and running, which sucks. But the point is, people are still and should be taking this very seriously. And by that, I mean, like, yeah, you should be going into stores with a mask on. It's part of the thing. It's part of the guidelines, okay? You should be doing that. You should be respecting others around you, okay? But, do you really have to wear the mask when you're by yourself in your own vehicle? Is that really necessary? Because I personally don't think it's necessary. I think it's actually the dumbest thing. When I see someone driving down the road by themselves in what most likely is their own vehicle, okay? You have to assume it's their own vehicle. Why are they wearing the mask already? Get to your destination. Throw the mask on. Even if you're with someone else in the car, you've most likely been with that person throughout this thing, which means you don't necessarily need to. Like, if you live with them and you're driving with them, just because you're driving doesn't mean you both need to have the mask on within the car. Just put it on when you get out of the car. Put it on when you go into the store. Because honestly, you shouldn't even be wearing it walking down the street, walking your dog. And that's what I just saw. If you're walking down the street and you have the mask on, I'm sorry, but what's the point? Yeah, whatever. We've heard a million different scientific theories on this whole thing. Now they're saying that you can't even get it from touching someone. When before, at least, I don't know who's saying this. This is what someone else told me that they're saying. And when I say they, I don't even know who that is. Maybe the government, CDC. Don't know. I haven't paid attention, like I just said. But we've heard so many different variations of what you can and cannot do. It's really unclear. Okay, so just stop wearing your mask while you're driving by yourself. Stop wearing your mask while you're walking down the street because you just look like a dummy. Okay, you look like a dummy. Be honest. But that's me. That's me judging you. So maybe I'm the dummy. I usually am. But I think in this scenario, you're the dummy. Okay. What else do we got on here? What else do we have? Oh, dude. Okay. I know. I'm moving through a lot of these things. But what do we got here? What time is it? Okay. We've got some time. We've got a little bit more time. One other thing I have to note on, and whatever, if this gets me in trouble, whatever, but like, why is it, and I don't know if this applies to anyone else, but why is it that older folks, and I don't even have an age gap that I can give you, I'm just gonna give a very generalization of older folks, and we all know that older folks tend to hold back. No, sorry, not hold back. Tend to walk, go everywhere without a filter. There are some older folks out there that just don't have a filter. And that could mean many, many things. That could mean they are vulgar. That could mean they say exactly what's on their mind when it's on their mind. That could mean that they insult you just to insult you. Because they can. It can mean a lot of things. But what I'm talking about in this instance is not being vulgar. It's more along the lines of the second one I mentioned, which is just kind of saying what's on their mind no matter what. And I guess in the midst of doing that, thinking that it's sincere and that they mean well. But in reality, the person receiving that feedback does not feel as though it was meant to mean well towards them or to help them or boost their self-esteem in any way. So, for example, please stop telling people that they have maybe lost weight or they look like they're losing weight or they look, unless you know for a fact that they are trying to do that. Unless you know that they are on some diet plan. Unless you know they've been working their ass off in the gym. Unless you know these things, just don't bring it up. It's just
almost like, which I would maybe give, this one actually is way worse, but it's almost like thinking someone's pregnant, saying congratulations to them, and they're not pregnant. That's rough. That is rough. That is a rough, rough situation to be in, which I never, ever, 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 ever will put myself in. I don't care if someone looks like they're about to freaking pop out 8 kids at once. I'm holding back that comment. Just because, first of all, they're probably getting those types of comments all the time. And secondly, it's just, you never know. You never know. Okay? Janina does this thing sometimes where, I guess I was talking about older folks, but she does this thing sometimes where she will accidentally get too excited when seeing someone for the first time in a long time. So, like, let's say you see someone that you haven't seen in a year or 6 months or whatever it is, and you don't really know much about their life anymore. You haven't been keep up to date, but you know that they maybe used to be with this one person. They used to be dating, or they were. They, you know, that's what they are to you. They're still dating. They're together. So she'll accidentally walk into this, and it's happened to me. It's happened to everyone. Yeah, I'm sure it's happened to you if you're listening to this. Where you walk into that conversation, you say, oh my God, how's so-and-so? Or where's so-and-so? And the person has to look you in the eyes and say, oh, we're not together anymore. This sucks, okay? It sucks for you. It sucks for them. And now it sucks that you're going to have to be taught. You're going to have to sit through that conversation where they're going to tell you the entire story if they want to. No, I personally don't want to hear what happened. Unless you're like a really close friend. But if you're someone I don't really talk to, I'm sorry to hear that. I wish the best for you. I don't want to hear the story, unfortunately. I'm just not interested. I'm not the type that is super interested in the gossip or the behind the scenes or, you know what, like, your business is your business. Okay? My business is my business. If I want to share it with you, I will. If not, F off. But older folks tend to do that. They tend to come in and they're like, oh, Corey, you're looking like you're losing weight. Now, to me, that sucks to hear because I wasn't trying to lose weight, first of all. I haven't worked out in forever, so I feel like a piece of, literally, I feel like a bag of milk that's half gone because I have no muscle. I don't eat as much because of quarantine and everything. And you just, I'm not healthy right now. I'm not as healthy as I'd like to be. I'm not looking like I would like to look, like I know I've looked before. So to hear, like, oh, you look like you're losing weight, it's like, that sucks. That means I look like a smaller person than I already was. I'm already a little, like, a little, you know what used to bug me the most growing up? Is when, like, girls were hanging out with or whoever would be like, oh, you're so cute. I hate that. Yeah, I'm a little person. Okay, I'm a little guy. You don't need to call me cute. Or like when you say that about older people too, like, you think grandpa wants to be called cute? You think that old man right there wants to be called, oh, you're so cute, by the freaking 20-year-old walking by, the 20-year-old girl walking by? No. If you ask me, I don't know, unless they like that kind of attention, like, oh, you're flirting with me, but I don't think that's how it's said. It's not ever said that way. It's said like, oh, you're so cute, like a little teddy bear that they want to squeeze. But no, that's not. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay? Just don't do that. And to the older folks that want to just be forward and tell exactly what's on your mind, for example, when you walk into someone's house and tell them exactly how it should be situated, or when you walk into their backyard and tell them exactly how you would do things if it was your backyard. Guess what? Don't give a shit. Unless you're giving honest, or I mean, unless you're giving the feedback with sincerity. Like, oh, wow, you could do this, this, and this. Wow, this is so nice, but I love the way you have it. That's great. But don't walk in and be like, oh, wow, you know what I would do here? I would do this. Even though you've already done this, I would do this instead. I don't give a shit what you would do. Do you live here? Are you the one paying the bill here? Don't care, then. Don't care. Okay? Get over yourself. Stop telling me how I should live. That's just a little bit of what I've been thinking about lately. Look at that. 35 minutes. I don't know. If you guys have comments, or if you just want to message me, get this thing back up and running. I feel as though I didn't forget how to do this completely. But I know I got improvements to make. That's okay, my boobies. I'll make the improvements. Give me the feedback. If you want me to talk about something, send it my way. Part of the reason I haven't done this in 3 or 4 weeks, I don't know what to talk about anymore. Okay? I don't leave the house that much. So just send me some suggestions. Do you have some burning questions you want me to try to touch on? Though I have no knowledge whatsoever because I'm dumb and don't pay attention to anything in the news or in sports or really anything at all. Then go ahead. Send it my way. I'll try my best. Okay? And for the new boobies that just joined me, thank you. For the old boobies who are still listening and kicking, thank you. If anyone wants any merch, let me know. I got some merch. I'll probably try to throw that link in the description or whatever. But like I said, I totally forgot how to do all this, I think. And I'm just doing this as I go. I'm having fun, okay? So don't try to look at me like I'm some professional yet. I will figure this out. I'll get more than 20 boobies at one point. And by boobies, if you're just joining me, boobies are fans. Boobies are listeners. You're my boobies. Okay? So, also, go to wayoverpar.com. No, shit. I don't even know my own website. Fuck. Wayoverpargolf.com is where you would go to get this sick hat or any other stuff I have. But yeah, go there. Go to Twitter. Go to @CCLpod. Follow. Shoot me some suggestions that you want me to talk about. Go to Instagram @SeichiBabyCCL. That's kind of been in a hiatus as well. And then obviously subscribe, like, and share the YouTube channel and the podcast on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen. Okay? Go to Facebook. Like us. It's just me. Like my page on Facebook. That is also facebook.com/CCLpod. And that's it. I think that's it. I'm going to cut it off here. I had a lot of fun for the past 30 whatever minutes. And I'm going to try. I shouldn't even keep promising this at the end of videos. But I'm going to try to do this more. I'm sorry. Okay? I said I'm sorry. All right. I love you. Ooh, that was weird. I love you, my boobies. That's what I wanted to say. But you ever get caught up mid-sentence? Whatever. I'm a loser. Later!